And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother and sister. This is a wonderful day, right?
Amen.
So let's greet each other saying, this is a good day, this is a good day. And each other's we greeting. Okay? This is a wonderful day. Amen?
Amen?
You know why? God is with you. Amen? Reading the scriptures. Yeah. That today's scripture, the Joshua chapter 1, the verses 1 to 9.
All right. Let's read them out loud together. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to the Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen. Dear brother and sister, what is your favorite scripture from the Bible? According to the survey, one of the most favorite Bible scriptures is Philippians chapter 4, the verse 13. Have you ever seen that? Our old sanctuary, you can see the gate, the opposite, you can see that. The Philippians chapter 4, the verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen? Why do the survey say most people like this verse? That is because we are often pessimistic, always saying to ourselves, we are weak, so I give up. And through this verse, people gain the courage and the power to bear on. And that is why it has become the most favorite Bible scripture to most people. Also, when our future is dark and unstable, God ensures that He is with us, supporting us through the darkest ways. In Isaiah 41, the verse 10, which writes, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my strength, with my righteous right hand." Amen. Whatever the task is, whatever our duty is, the thought is always frightening and unstable. So, walking a way that you have never walked before is always burdensome. If we are trapped inside that fear and insecurity, we become powerless, a prisoner, Then, in this case, what should we do in order to search for what we could do? Let's look at how Joshua handled the same problem. All of us need something to rely on. That being money and people, God's believers believe in. When these things that we rely on disappears, we freeze and panic. And in today's scripture, Joshua was in this situation. When Moses, whom Joshua relied and trusted in, died, his leadership position was passed on to Joshua. And like anyone else would, he was filled with fears and worries because of this new responsibility. And this could happen to any one of us. So, how should we overcome such fears and worries that freezes us from doing anything? We have to do one thing. We have to hold steadfast to God's promise. Because when God gives us a calling, He gives us His promise too. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1, the verses 5 and 6. It writes, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." So what is God's promise we have to hold steadfast to? God has promised Joshua in verse 5, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." God has promised us to be with us anywhere, anytime. God is saying that He's got our back. What a blessing, right? We expected some kinds of power wealth. But in our church life, in our Christian life, these things are worthless. God's promise that He's got our back is more powerful than anything, anyone in this universe. We often see God's blessing as something materialistic, something financial. We measure our blessings according to what we own. A size of our house, how expensive our cars are. So, amongst all things, what is the true blessing? A true blessing from God is His promise that He will be with us. He will never forsake us. Amen. Look at Moses. He thought he could do something when he was young, 40. By the time he reached 80, when he confessed, he could do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But he did everything, because God was working through him. We live in hard times. It is a lot tougher to get good jobs, with a good benefit. And many people often sigh and despair living in these tough times. However, God's people never despair nor sigh, even when they are living in toughest times. God's people triumphs over their hardship with God's promise and lives on. If you are always abiding with God, if you are always relying on God, tell yourself this. When you feel frightened and overwhelmed, I'm okay. I'm okay. Everything's okay. God is with me. I could do everything within Jesus Christ. Amen. Loving brothers and sisters, don't feel overwhelmed, frightened, and despaired at anything. There are many forms of Canaanites that are standing in your way of achieving your blessings and dreams. What we have to focus on is God's promise, not some obstacles like a Canaanite that Joshua faced. Because the Satan's goal is to make us feel frightened and overwhelmed so that we may never receive God's blessing. But remember, we have God who overcame the world, who is with us. So what should we focus on? Let's look at the verse, the 7 and 8. It writes, "Be strong and be courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Then you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to be everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." God only asked one thing. One thing. Obey the laws that he has given us without turning from it to the right or to the left. Knowing the laws, knowing the scriptures is different from living by them. In other words, he is asking us to hold steadfast to his words and obey him. He is asking us to make a commitment. He is asking us to give up ourselves to the cross. And said in Colossians, chapter 2, 20. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And when we do that, what is the promise that is given to us? If we look at that part of the verse 7, it writes, "Then you may be successful wherever you go." It is a success wherever you go, whatever you do. Brother and sister, do you want to enter the promised land filled with the grace and the blessings. Then look at the verse 8 again. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to be everything written in it. It means return to the scripture and live by the scriptures. And what is the result of following the book? Then you will be prosperous and successful. The Christians are recharged with the energy to endure on when they live in by the scriptures. Why do Christians of today live powerlessly and hopelessly? Because they are living away from the scripture, living to meet their desires and needs. In the end, our lives become successful, prosperous through God's words. His words are the way to living successful life. If you are holding steadfast to God's words, and you are living by them, then you are already living a successful, beautiful life. What is a success according to God's people? What is holding steadfast to the Bible? That is living by the scriptures. That is the only way we can enter God's land, the promised land. No matter how successful we are right now in our lives, if we have not lived along with the grace in God's scripture, that life is deemed as a failure. Therefore, a true Christian has to proclaim scripture over success. Being successful in the society is not evil nor bad. I'm not prohibiting anyone from becoming successful or powerful. But if Bible, if God's word is not part of our success, not only we won't be able to enjoy your successes, but also we won't be able to enter God's heaven. Brother and sister, become successful, but become successful with God. Amen? Become successful based on the principles and the values of the Bible. Without doing this, that all the obstacles that we have climbed over to achieve success will be fruitless. Therefore, if we live our lives according to the scriptures, we will have successes with a strong foundation, like the house on the rock. But if we have become successful, erecting scriptures as a foundation, you must realize there is a great sin and a curse. Do you know what the worst curse in the world is? That is being successful without God. So, even if you see people that are successful without God, don't envy them, but pity them. These people's success will fall apart like the house on the sand when the final day comes. God's people will have nothing to fear, but they walk beside God, become strong and courageous. Remember that God is with you. Amen? God is with you and me. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The Joshua chapter 1, the verse 9. I hope this scripture has encouraged you to step up and do not be afraid of anything within God. I hope you abide with God, live with God, live by His words, and enjoy His blessings and the grace He will offer you when you follow His rules, His book called Bible. Amen. We pray. Lord, our Father, thank you for giving us your scriptures today. As it was written, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. May we all obey your words, meditate your words day and night, so that we may live a prosperous, beautiful life. Please keep us to live along with your scripture, without looking right or the left. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.